What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll explore the music of the late Dawn Hampton. Dawn is best known as a cabaret and jazz singer, but she was also a noted dancer, saxophonist, songwriter, and jazz whistler. Dawn Hampton was born in Middletown, Ohio in 1928, but she spent much of her childhood in Naptown. She was born into a musical family. As a child, Dawn performed with the Hampton Family Band alongside eight of her brothers and sisters. The Hampton Family Band gained notoriety across America, performing at legendary venues including the Apollo, Carnegie Hall, and the Savoy Ballroom. The band's success helped launch the career of Dawn's youngest brother, Slide Hampton, a world-famous trombonist and arranger. During a 2012 interview with DJ Ryan Swift, Dawn recalled her early years performing with her family.
I am one of 12. Nine of us lived to be grown. With my mother and father, we had a family band that we had a minstrel show on the carnival for many years. I never lived in a house. We lived in tents and trailers. I was a band leader for many, many years. I started singing, I think, when I was 8 or 9. When my brothers came back from the service, I started playing alto saxophone.
The Hampton family settled in Naptown in 1938. Dawn was 10 years old at the time. During the 1940s and 50s, the Hampton Family Band were stars on the Avenue, appearing at local clubs including Charges Bar, Walker Casino, Sky Club, Cotton Club, Paradise, Sunset Terrace, and the PNP Supper Club. Dawn attended school at Crispus Attucks, but she left early to pursue a career as an entertainer. She cut her first record in 1952 with a band led by her older brother, Duke. Dawn was featured on saxophone, and her older sister, Alitra, provided the vocals. We'll hear that record now. This is Duke Hampton and his orchestra with Please Be Good to Me and The Push. That was Duke Hampton and his orchestra with The Push, issued by King Records in 1952. That record featured Dawn Hampton on sax. Dawn cut her second record in 1954 with her sisters, Elytra, Virtue, and Carmelita. They were billed as the Hampton Sisters. During her 2012 interview with Ryan Swift, Dawn recalled performing with the Hampton Sisters during World War II.
You mentioned that your brothers went away for the war. You were in Indianapolis at the time, and you performed with your sisters as the Hampton Sisters. Can you tell us a little bit about that act that you did in Indianapolis?
Well, I guess many of you know they had what they called USO shows. We performed mostly in hospitals for the soldiers that were wounded. I saw a lot of not pretty sights. We did mostly singing. I don't know if you remember the Andrews Sisters. Yeah, we were
better.
The Black Andrews Sisters. But the soldiers then didn't care what color you were. They just wanted to hear the music.
We'll listen to the Hampton Sisters' debut single now. From 1954, this is Hey Little Boy, followed by My Heart Tells Me.
Just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything.
That was the Hampton Sisters with My Heart Tells Me, issued by Savoy Records in 1954. On this week's show, we're exploring the music of Dawn Hampton. In 1958, Dawn left Naptown for New York City. She got her first big break in 1960 when she was featured in the off-Broadway production Greenwich Village, USA. We'll hear two tracks from the original cast album now. This is Dawn Hampton singing We Got Love and Brownstone.
I was slow, things were slow, called romance a so-and-so, missed that swinging, tingling, and glow. I was hung up till you sprung up, look at Cupid's gone and brung up, see what we got, baby. And our second floor through. Now our brownstone's coming down.
That was Dawn Hampton with Brownstone from the original cast album Greenwich Village, USA. During the 1960s and 70s, Dawn became a well-known cabaret singer in the New York scene. She developed a loyal following among gay men in New York and performed at legendary gay venues in the city, including Stonewall and the Continental Baths. During her 2012 interview with DJ Ryan Swift, Dawn spoke about the influence of drag queens on her act.
I hung out with a bunch of drag queens. I knew some of the greatest drag queens in the world. But they taught me everything I knew about dressing, about makeup, and about performing. So when I was singing, the queens loved me. He said I was called a diva.
Were you?
Yes. So when I sang a song about my man has left me, or my man treated me wrong, they all understood, because they had all been there. Straight people would hide. They wouldn't admit of the pain that was in them. But the gay men made Judy Garland. They made Bette Midler. They made Barbra Streisand. Because these ladies felt the pain. I felt the pain.
For the remainder of this week's show, we'll listen to music from a rare 1975 recording of Dawn's cabaret act. This is Dawn Hampton with I Had a Ball, Night and Day, and Straighten Up and Fly Right.
What of it calls one short lifetime is long enough for singing. Listen, love, I had a ball. Love was hiding around the corner. This only morning heard the call. Then love found me. He just wrapped his arms all around me. And then he beat the drum. Sound the brass. What a groove. What a gas. Come and let me pass the cottage mall of wall to wall. Enchanted Blissville. From old New Kissville. The greenest, greenest, greenest day of the lot. Day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely took the monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. I'll cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Dawn Hampton after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're exploring the music of Dawn Hampton, a legendary Naptown vocalist known for her work as a cabaret and jazz singer. Dawn was also a noted swing dancer, saxophonist, songwriter, and jazz whistler. Let's hear an excerpt of Dawn's whistling. During the swing dance revival of the 1980s and 90s, Dawn became a fixture in the New York dance scene, where she was known as the Queen of the Lindy Hop. In 1992, she appeared as a dancer in the Spike Lee film Malcolm X. Dawn spoke about her history in dance during her 2012 interview with DJ Ryan Swift.
I am known as one of the most notorious backleads in the world. Because my brothers, when all the men went to the service, a lot of the women had to learn how to lead. Girls, learn how to lead. Men, learn how to follow.
Up next, we'll listen to three more songs from Dawn Hampton: God Bless the Child, Chateau Blues, and One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Your mama may have, and your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money! You've got lots of friends hanging around your door, but when it's gone, the first guy who gave me a bad time by looking at too many women and hitting the booze was sorry. He said that he had the way that I want to be loved, or go pack your pajamas and get the hell out of here, blue. He said, I'm leaving you, mama. And this is what I said. Now, I can't make you stay if you want to go, but it's high time, daddy, that you should know. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. Now if you still wanna go, go ahead. And I mean everything I said.
That was Dawn Hampton with One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, recorded in 1975. Among her many talents, Dawn was a gifted songwriter. Up next, we'll hear three of her original compositions, Forget Him, Sometime Wife, and her signature song, Life is What You Make It.
Oh, you say that you can't forget him, but you try. Then leave him, just leave him. I'm just his sometime
it. And if this whole world extends its hand like a friend, you go right out and you shake it. Yes, life is full of good things, silk, satin, and lace. But if you want to be a winner, you have to get in the race. Yes, life is what you make it, but if you can't make it, that's life.
That was Dawn Hampton performing her signature song, Life is What You Make It. Dawn Hampton died in 2016. She was 88 years old. Thanks for tuning in for this celebration of the music of Dawn Hampton. You can meet me here on The Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown,